Well, researchers say they may have identified some of the factors that make some people more likely to become infected with long COVID. The illness can have significant effects on long-term health. And now there could also be a financial cost, with a warning that some sufferers may find it hard to get life insurance. Samantha Donovan reports.
Sufferers of long COVID around the world have no doubt been asking why they're still struggling with tiredness, a foggy brain, and lingering problems with taste and smell. Now, American researchers have come up with four factors that may make people more prone to the condition. Dr. Jim Heath is the president of the Institute for Systems Biology in the US city of Seattle and the study's lead investigator.
One is the viral load of the SARS-CoV-2 virus itself in the blood. A second factor is the viral load of a virus that gets woken up by COVID, a virus called Epstein-Barr virus. And the third is a number of autoantibodies. These are antibodies that your body develops, but instead of being antibodies to, say, protect you from COVID, they actually bind to proteins inside your own body. It's like an autoimmune disease kind of signature. And the fourth is type 2 diabetes.
Which variants did the people in your study have?
We probably had patients that were infected. Maybe the last ones in our cohort might have had the Delta variant, but we certainly have no idea about the current Omicron variant, and probably don't have much information on patients infected with Delta.
Omicron seems to be causing milder disease in people. Do you think that could lead to fewer cases of long COVID?
It's hard to say. Omicron is still a very serious disease. I mean, the hospitals here in the US are pretty filled with Omicron patients right now. It's not as serious as Delta, as you say. I would expect that long COVID would be a little bit less with Omicron, but it would not surprise me if it was still an issue.
And if the health problems of long COVID aren't bad enough, concerns are now being raised the condition could eventually affect a person's ability to get life insurance. Jane Tiller is the ethical, legal and social advisor in public health genomics at Monash University.
We see this discrimination happening when people have genetic test results that show they are high risk, and we know that life insurers can take into account risk factors, health risk factors and other risk factors in deciding whether to give someone a policy, in deciding whether there'll be an increased premium or whether there are any exclusions on that policy. And so we would expect that insurers would be saying, oh, this is something that's going to impact health, and this is something that we can now use in our algorithm to decide whether someone is a higher risk.
But the Financial Services Council says there's no reason to think young people who get through COVID will face any exclusions on a future life insurance policy. Nick Kerwin is the council's life insurance policy director.
Look, I don't think we've seen any evidence of that yet. And if someone's had COVID, or they're currently experiencing symptoms of COVID, that's not going to be a reason why they can't take out a new life insurance policy if they want to, once they're fully recovered. Of course, if they do have lasting and ongoing symptoms and they do have a life insurance policy, remember, they may also be able to make a claim, for example, on income protection if they're unable to work due to those, you know, I think what people call long COVID.
That's Nick Kerwin there from the Financial Services Council, ending that report from Samantha Donovan and Owen Jarks.